points there. The word conceit is not really used in the same way as in English. Because usually in English, the word conceit means to, you know, kind of lift oneself above others and to look down on those who one feels one's above. And that, but conceit from a, say, the Buddhist perspective is any position whatsoever that one takes as an I am, whether it's I am superior, I am equal, I am inferior, any I am position, I am good, I am bad, I am right, I am wrong, doesn't lead one, being right doesn't lead one to freedom from suffering. Oftentimes it just makes you a pain in the butt. So it's, how do you, if you can shed that sense of, oh, holding on to that sense of I am, is a an impermanence, is seeing that change, seeing the inconstancy, seeing that uncertainty. Is that so that perception of impermanence should be cultivated for the removal of the conceit I am. For when one perceives impermanence, Meghya, the perception of not-self is established. When one perceives not-self, one reaches the removal of the conceit I am, which is called Nibbana here and now. So it's just this very direct shift from just recognizing clearly, and oh, this is what Nibbana actually is. This is a place of freedom from suffering, freedom from greed, hate, and illusion, freedom from clinging and attachment. This is just that dropping it, the I making, the mind making, underlying tendency to this position taking, and that's peaceful. There's an idiom that comes up in many of the suttas where this is peaceful, this is sublime. This is a realization of truth. So that contemplating of anicca in its macrocosm and microcosm and the big scale, the small scale, they're really fruitful.